next but one piece, Samuel and Nathan's going to play for us again. But I thought, if it's on the laptop, Rebecca, in the bleak midwinter, if Noah will hit revert to the choral sheets, first and last verse of whatever the number is. Oh, it's there. First and last. Thank you very much. And it's great to see you all here at the choral service. Where has 2019 gone? The time just seems to go faster and faster. Unless you're young, in which case, time just seems to go on forever, doesn't it, Ken? But I didn't fall into the young category now, Matthew Brown. You do. I remember when I was your age, a few years ago, but anyway, it's lovely to see you, and we're worshipping the God of time, and the God of eternity. That's who we're worshipping, and I love the chorals, and they're full of God's word, they're full of truth, and we sing God's praise as we do so. So thank you for coming. There is a Christmas Eve service at 6:30 on Tuesday night, so if you can make it to the nativity, that would be great. But it's lovely to see you here tonight, and there's various folks taking part tonight. I think we'll stand in, no we won't, not just yet, but you will stand in a minute. But we'll hear scripture reading here, and so Suzanne Smith is going to come up and read our first scripture reading, which is Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 7.
At that time, the Roman Emperor Augustus decreed that a census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. This was the first census taken when Quirinius was governor of Syria. All returned to their own ancestral towns to register for the census. And because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. He travelled there from the village of Nazareth in Galilee. He took with him Mary, to whom he was engaged, who was now expecting a child. And they, while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them at the inn.
Thank you, Suzanne. Now we're going to stand, because you need to stretch your legs as well as your vocal cords. And it was such a good choice, Ruth. We're going to sing that choral again in its entirety. Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. And Samuel and Nathan is going to be playing. So let's stand and sing. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for Jesus, your Son, your one and only Son, who is the truth, who is full of grace and truth, who is your very heart, your very being. And Lord, we thank you that by the grace that you have given and the sacrifice on Calvary of the Lord Jesus Christ, we can come into your presence in the name of Jesus and into the very center throne room of where you are and speak from our hearts, Lord, to you at any time of day and night. We want to give you ourselves, Lord, afresh. We want to give you our worship. We want to give you our thanks and praise for all that you have done and for all that you will do, Lord. We thank you that you are a faithful God. You are the only wise God. And Lord, salvation is only of you. And Lord, we just pray that our praises and our time together would be pleasing to you, Lord. In this Christmas time, may we experience afresh the joy, Lord, of sins forgiven and of life and peace that only you, the Prince of Peace, can give. So bless each one of us, Lord. Bless our families and our neighbours and friends in our country, Lord, in our world. And may Jesus be proclaimed. May Jesus be praised. And may Jesus be the centre of our lives and hearts, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, Erin Noble is going to read a prayer of Robert Louis Stevenson. Now, I'm assuming, Erin, it's the Robert Louis Stevenson that we have heard of, rather than another Robert Louis Stevenson. I'm not sure, like you can, but it's a treasure of a prayer anyway. So let's hear it, Erin.
Loving Father, help us remember the birth of Jesus, that we may share in the songs of the angels, the gladness of the shepherds, and worship of the wise men. Close the door of hate, and open the door of love all over the world. Let kindness come with every gift, and good desires with every greeting. Deliver us from evil by the blessing which Christ brings, and teach us to be merry with clear hearts. May the Christmas morning make us happy to be thy children, and Christmas evening bring us to our beds. With grateful thoughts, forgiving and forgiven, for Jesus' sake, amen.
Thank you. That's a lovely prayer. Thank you. Now, children, you have been practicing on a Monday night for the Nativity Christmas Eve service. And it's your turn to sing. We're going to sing "Oh, What a Special Night." So would you like to come and stand up in the altar? You see, redemption hymnals is good for a lot of things, not just singing for, but also making sure that you didn't get blinded by the light. There you go.
Baby Jesus was born. She flew with her that day. Sang
was great, boys and girls. And you're going to be singing a wee bit later on. So, did you enjoy it? A bit like talking medicine, was it? but that's okay. It's good for you. Let's go. Right, we'll sit down and we'll get here quizzing a wee while, okay? So get your brush up with brain cells, because we've got some questions to answer, okay? And a game to play. It's always good to play a game at Christmas, isn't it, Rebecca? No? Aye, okay. Right, we're going to stand and sing a choral. Hark the herald angels sing. Let's stand. Now, just to let you ken, for those that have never played this before, Connect Four, the gravity version, which the Sunday school know how to play, because when you drop a counter into Connect Four, it goes all the way to the bottom, just like Isaac Newton's apple fell for the tree, and it went down all the way. So, we're going to, now Jordan has made up a quiz. How many questions have you got, Jordan? There's more than 16 questions. I think we should split this quiz into two, right? So we'll have 8 questions to start with, then we'll have something else, then we'll go back to the quiz. Is that okay? So, okay. Right, Jordan, you want to take that microphone, and Nathan and Erin is going to take a pen each. Now, what's this? The blue is the left-hand side. So the blue is Erin, and the right-hand side is Nathan. Now, the question is for you, Jordan, what's the left-hand side and what's the right-hand side? Because it depends on where you're looking.
That's the left, that's the right.
All right, so that's your right. Is that your left? Okay? That's left. That's left for us. So, Erin, blue side. Nathan, red side. Who's going to start, Jordan?
I think I started right outside last time, so I'll start with us.
Okay, then right side then, okay.
The questions to I knew are based on carols, so it's basically, I'll give you a bit of a carol and you have to say the next line after that, okay? Away in a manger. Right, yeah. Pick where you want on the board. S side, O come all ye faithful. Aye. S side, joy to the world. That's right. S side, God rest you, merry gentlemen. That's right. S side is silent night, holy night. That's right. S side, it came upon a midnight clear. That's correct.
And of course, Abdi's doing great, because nobody likes to shout out the answer, right? But you all know the answer. So we're going to we'll keep our seats for this, right? Silent Night, which Nathan and Sonia are going to play. We'll sing the whole choral, Silent Night, Holy Night. We'll keep our seats, and then we'll do the next bit of the quiz, okay? Very well played and very well sung. Thank you. Now, who's next, Jordan, in the quiz? I never mind. Who would that be? That would be that side, okay. Was it a duplicate question by any chance? It doesn't matter. We like duplicates. We like duplicates. That's okay. Yes. Oh, aye, they got it right. Oh, aye, that's fine. That's good questions, Jordan. Very good. Now, Jordan, how many questions have we got left?
We've got... We're quite up on our
answer. Okay, then, now. If we evened out the questions, because we could do this quiz in a third part later on, right, to finish it off, because we need a break. Oi, I'm not saying the quiz is no good. It is. It's good. It's very good. But we didn't want any family arguments here. Now, Jordan, do we finish on this side? Have we got to finish on this side? So one more question just now for this side. Is that right? Is that right? So we'll do one more question, and then we'll do another something, and then a final part of the quiz will be later on. Is that okay? So what, another question for this side, okay? Now, Jordan, I think your line of questioning on the chorals was absolutely first class. And so, in preparation for more choral questions, here's a hymn sheet. Look, here's a choral sheet. Mark up some more choral questions. And while we're at it, we're going to do the next item, which is Michelle Brown is going to do a scripture reading, and it's Luke chapter 2. Verses 8 to 21. Thank you, Michelle.
Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 21. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise him, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he had been conceived.
Thank you, Michelle. Now, boys and girls, it's your turn again to come up and sing. And we're going to sing, "Oh, What a Glorious Night." And then we can maybe sneak in an additional singing item, which you all love, which I'll tell you about once you've finished singing that one. So you can take the book away, Nathan, thank you. And you want to come up on the stage, we'll sing "Oh, What a Glorious Night." Oh yes, you can join in with this song as well with the children, okay? And you can even do the auctions if you want.
Shepherds came to see the baby, stood by his mother's side. Here lay the Savior inside a manger. Oh, what a glorious night. Oh, what a glorious night. I hear the angels singing, hallelujah, let the earth receive her King. I know that love has come. Sing it out, Jesus Christ is born. Jesus Christ is born, yeah, yeah, yeah. The shepherds wonder, they couldn't hide it, told everyone in sight. All were amazed when they heard how God came down on a glorious night. God came down on this glorious night. I hear the angels singing, hallelujah, let the earth receive her King. I know that love has come. Sing it out, Jesus Christ.
Can look forward to more of that singing on Tuesday night, Christmas Eve night, but I think we should sing another song, okay? So we're going to sing one of my favourites, which Jordan started in the Sunday school, 53 verse 6, a verse we need to hear, yes? And then you can think, after that, you can think of a favourite choral you want us to sing. We'll do that. And
sometimes the Bible calls it sin, but
look forward to hearing you singing on the Christmas Eve night. Okay, we can go back to our seats and we'll finish the quiz in a wee minute, but first, a favourite carol. Anybody got a favourite carol? Well, you just choose any, Nathan. What do you think? Jordan, you want to choose one? What do you think? You've got a... All right, okay. Now, Joy to the World is what we're singing later on, but my wife just came away with a favourite. She just, right, okay. I'm digging a hole for myself here, but I'll tell you fit. We're going to sing the first and the last, A Come Thou Long Expected Jesus, and then we're going to sing the first and last, Jordan's favourite, Ding Dong Merrily and High. Is that okay? Oi? All right, okay. Can you switch it on, Samuel? Is it a button? Is it all right? Oi, okay. Okay then. Let's stretch our leg. Was it Neon? Is it Neon? What? Ding Dong Merrily and High's Neon here? Oh, we'll hit use a choral sheet for that. Right, let's stand and sing us. Come Thou Long Expected Jesus, first and last. I thought you did very, very well there. Very, very well. You ken us. It reminds me a little bit of the Fiko Ewan Lloyd again. Mr. Bean was singing a hymn, and he only kent the word hallelujah. But in this case, it was Gloria was the only noy kent. And I almost run out of breath singing it, but it doesn't matter. Glory to God in the highest. That's true. Well, we need to do it. Now, afore we sing the first and last of It Came Upon a Midnight Clear, we have to finish the quiz now, Jordan. I hope you've got some additional choral questions, have you? Good man. Now, Foz next, is it the right side? Okay. Oh, well done, right side. Now listen. Thank you very much to Jordan and Aaron and Nathan for that. But let me console the left-hand side and say that Jeanette gets a bonus point for singing the answer. She actually sung the answer. That deserves it. So it's all square as far as I'm concerned. Now, we're going to keep our seats and we'll sing the first and last of It Came Upon the Midnight Clear. And then we'll show a wee 2-minute video and then Andrew will come up and speak. Okay. First and last. Let's keep our seats.
Christmas, it's a fun time of the year. Presents, friends, and probably too many mince pies. You know Christmas Day. days around the corner when people keep on asking, "Are you ready for Christmas?" We repeatedly check our lists. Have I ordered the food, bought all the presents, invited people, decorated the house, and sent the Christmas cards? We can get so wrapped up in the busyness and what the shops have to sell us that we can miss the most important thing, what God has to give us. From almost the beginning of time, God was getting the world ready for the first Christmas. Shepherds on the hills near Bethlehem were made ready for Christmas as angels told them about the Saviour who is Christ the Lord. The wise men were ready for Christmas as they followed the star which led them to Jesus. The Son of God was coming to earth to save us from ourselves, our sin, and Satan. The baby who was laid in a wooden crib would eventually be laid on a wooden cross. He took on himself the sin of the world. God's love is such that Jesus came to pay the price for our wrong. He died that we might be forgiven and brought to know God. Asking Jesus to become your Lord and Saviour is the best way to be ready for Christmas and the new year and all the future. You never really know the joy of Christmas until you look to God and tell Him that you have received His gift to you.
Good evening. It's been good to be here tonight and to share a few carols and to hear the children doing their bit as well. But it's lovely to be here to share. But what you heard just now, that was the voice of a man called Roger Carswell, who's spent a number of years now visiting different places, preaching the gospel. That was a message that's as relevant for today, really, as it has been for any generation. And, you know, over 50 years ago, another group of men were asked to give a relevant message. I'll explain. 2019's actually been a year. It's been looking back on some significant anniversaries. In fact, 50 years ago, really, there were certain things going on in the world way back in 1969. I wonder if you can think of a few things that was happening back in 1969. The Beatles were breaking up. George Lazenby was playing James Bond in the cinema, and Celtic were winning the treble, so nothing's changed there. And but the big anniversary this year was the 50th anniversary of the moon landings. 29th of July 1969, it was the moon landing. So this year there were some celebrations and some different programs were on, reminding us of the anniversary of the moon landing. But you know, a few months before that, on Christmas Eve, 1968, the astronauts of Apollo 8 were transmitting a message to the Earth below. Now, the first moon landing, it was the astronauts from Apollo 11. Two went onto the moon and one stayed to orbit the moon. Well, in 1968, Christmas Eve, the astronauts of Apollo 8 were transmitting a message to the Earth below, and they were told, they got the instructions, say something appropriate. Say something appropriate. And they looked at the moon and they looked at the Earth below, and Christmas Eve 1968, the three astronauts broadcast this message. They read these words from the beginning of the Bible. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the night the light day, and the darkness he called night. There was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And with that, the three astronauts who read the passage there, they wished everyone on planet Earth a very happy Christmas. They were told to give an appropriate message, but you know, in that day, not everyone thought that was an appropriate message, and people from atheist societies were protesting and objecting to it. In 2019, 50 years on, still happens. People reject the idea of God as the creator of the heavens and the earth and as the creator of mankind. But you know, today there's enough evidence around us every moment of every day to testify of the power of God. The psalmist, one of the psalms says, the heavens declare the glory of God. Paul writes to the Romans that God's invisible attributes are clearly seen, so that all men are without excuse. There's enough evidence around us of the power of God every moment of every day. And you know, there's also enough evidence around us of the love of God. And you know, the power of God and the love of God, that's a relevant message, an appropriate message. And it's a message of hope for people today. There's enough evidence of the power of God around us and of the love of God. And that's seen especially at this Christmas time when we consider the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ into the world. The Bible says that Christ came into the world to save sinners. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but will have everlasting life. And you know, 50 years ago, when Neil Armstrong climbed down the ladder and put his feet on the moon, you know the saying, don't you? That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. The president at the time declared, Richard Nixon, Tricky Dicky, as he later became known, but that's another story. But Richard Nixon declared the greatest event in human history occurred when man first put his foot on the moon. But many years later, there's another astronaut that went to the moon, Colonel James Irwin. He thought something differently. He said, the most significant achievement of our age is not that man stood on the moon, but rather that God in Christ stood on the earth. And I believe that to be so. Jesus Christ came to bring us back to God. Our problem is that God is so big and powerful, we cannot reach up by our own efforts, we cannot reach up to him. But God in his love and the person of the Lord Jesus Christ has reached down to us. God created the world, he created us in his image to know him. But our sin, all the wrong things that we've done, all our failings have cut us off from the perfect holy God. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. What's wrong with the world today? What's wrong with the country today? Primarily, mainly, because man is in rebellion against God and not following him and not giving God his rightful place at the centre of their lives. Man without God is lost. The wages of sin is death. Man without God has no hope. A person who rejects Jesus Christ, who came at Christmas, a person who rejects the Saviour has no hope. People do ask, is there more to life than this? What's life all about? What happens when we die? People search for the answers. One of the great writers of the 20th century, you know, H.G. Wells, he wrote things like The Time Machine. He said on his 65th birthday, I have no peace. John Lennon, the singer, he said one year before his life was taken, he wrote to his cousin, he was living in America, and he wrote to him to his cousin, he said, I'm 40 next year and I hope life begins. Former Prime Minister Winston Churchill spoke to the American preacher Billy Graham back in the 1950s. This is what he said. I see no hope for the world. I'm a man without hope. Do you have any real hope? Well, Christmas time points us to a great hope. There is hope. There's only one hope for mankind. There's hope in the gospel. And through the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ gives life. He gives hope. He can make you right with God. He can bring you into a right relationship with God. He gives peace. He says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. We've all sinned. Sin cuts us off from God. We're headed for a lost eternity without God. But God loves sinners. The Bible teaches us that God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So how can we be saved? What's that got to do with us? Christ dying on a wooden cross. We saw it on the screen there just a few moments ago. How can we be saved? The Bible says if you'll confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Christ has died, borne a punishment for our sin that we can't bear of ourselves. He's paid the price. God was satisfied. God was pleased with what Christ did by dying on the cross, his substitution, his death in the place of sinners. God raised him from the dead. The scripture says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. You need to put your trust in Jesus. Repent of your sin. Turn from sin. Stop living for yourself. count the cost. Trust and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. A few days ago, week past Thursday, I don't know if you voted, but millions of people around the country were voting. And they were putting their trust in a man, or a political party even, that they hope can bring a better future for this nation. Whether there's better days lying ahead for this nation after Brexit, we don't know. It's wrong to put your trust in any man or woman in this world. What we're called to do is trust in the one person who can guarantee, who will keep the promise of a better future, the one person who can guarantee a better future for you and for me, the Lord Jesus Christ. Give your life to him. The astronauts 51 years ago, Christmas Eve, were asked, say something relevant, say something appropriate. This message is still a relevant and appropriate message for today, and it can be a life-changing message for you if you repent and believe in the one who came that first Christmas time, the one who's coming again to take his people home someday. So thank you for listening, and do feel free, there's different literature and booklets up on the table just by the door. Draw your attention to one that's called The Real Christmas. I say it's a life-changing, a very important message here. Feel free to take these booklets away with you this evening. Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much, Andrew. Andrew sent me the YouTube link to the astronauts reading God's Word in 1968-69. And if you ask him, he'll tell you what to search for on YouTube to find it. Might actually fit it in on Tuesday night. It's very, very powerful. Of course, reading God's Word is very powerful because it's living, it's powerful. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. Let's stand and sing to God's praise our final choral, Joy to the World, the Lord has come. So Nathan and Samuel's going to play this, and we'll stand to sing. And I hope you can maybe make it to the Christmas Eve service at 6:30, but if not, have a lovely Christmas time, and may the Lord bless you. Let's stand to sing. Please be seated as we close in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for your salvation, the greatest gift there ever was and ever will be, the Lord Jesus Christ. So may we accept him. May we prepare room for him. May we bless and praise him and live for him in this day and in the days to come and for all eternity. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all now and forevermore. Amen.